And now, let's go inside the wandering mind of a coach-killing, knee-jerking nuclear overreactor named Ben Rogers, a.k.a. the Jerry Whisperer. It's time for Now Trending in Ben.
Yes, Ken, I got a question for you.
I'm ready.
A story emerged yesterday of a man who was stabbed. Did you hear any stories about a man getting stabbed?
Like as a metaphor, or?
A man got stabbed. He was stabbed by another man. The man who did the stabbing had no arms.
Oh, this happened in Florida. I saw Robert Latall tweeted that out there.
How does Florida have the weirdest stories on the planet? Constantly.
I just think it's like, it's some sort of, tangential electromagnetic thing where it's just awfulness is pulled together cosmically in the universe and they all end up right there in Tallahassee.
Good God. Okay, so there's two different accounts on the story. The homeless man who has no arms who stabbed another guy,
mm-hmm.
He's apparently a local artist who does paintings with his feet.
Oh,
and Ziggy? But he's a homeless artist because it's hard to sell your stuff.
Yeah.
And so anyways, he's a homeless.
All true artists are homeless.
He's a homeless because he didn't want to sell out.
Yeah.
And so he ultimately really wouldn't sell out. Like, wouldn't sell anything.
Right.
He burns his projects right after he makes them. He's just lighting a match with his feet.
Live in your imagination, torch.
Got a match held between his big toe and his little toe and holding the other book. And just, hold on. No. Wait.
What? I'll show you expression.
Hold on. Yeah, it's hard to be dramatic when it takes 74 tries.
Part of the experience is to watch it burn.
His account was that this other man just walked up out of nowhere and kicked him in the head, so he stabbed him.
Been there.
Other accounts were that the other side of the story was we just asked him what the name of the street was, and he stabbed us.
I'm sorry, that's just...
Yeah.
It's what you hear, you know? Yeah. Your interpretation of the story.
It's the classic two sides.
Yeah. I'd like to talk now about my dogs.
All right.
My dogs have been a pain in my buttocks for a while. Barkley, Golden Doodle, Lab Dog, made in the laboratory.
I'm really sick of all these punk-ass reporters.
He's a giant horse-sized dog. He's the same size as your dog, right?
I think he's actually a tiny bit bigger, but okay. Roxy's 75 pounds. Okay. How big is Barkley?
Barkley is a giant-sized dog, and Rocco is like a medium-sized dog. Mm-hmm. They weigh the same.
Really?
Yeah. Rocco's fat dog, dude.
Okay.
He's a fat, lazy dog. Uh-huh. Barkley is a giant horse dog.
Yeah.
That thinks he's a tiny little puppy jumping around.
Oh, no.
He's sweet as could be, but he's knocking everything over. He's huge.
Right.
Like a horse.
Right.
And so, anyways, those
kinda are... Kind of like Lenny and Of Mice and Men.
Dude, it's so... Yeah. Yeah, the little dog running the show. It's very bizarre, man. The dynamic that's evolved at my house. I want to go back in time, and I want to go to the moment where my wife introduced the idea of getting a dog, and I want to say hell no.
Okay.
I'd pay anything to get to that. In fact,
that was inception for you. If you get back to there,
if I can get back to that moment in time and say no, do not get a dog for any reason. It's been a nightmare. It's been an absolute nightmare. First of all, my Barkley had nice work, Shippy. Inception music. Barkley, our older dog, the giant dog, has got a what's that thing called? Where he pees?
Arthritis.
Passive
submissive peeing.
Submissive peeing.
So peen.
It wants you to know you're the alpha. You you're the alpha. You're the alpha. Here, I'm gonna pee. See, I'm peeing right now. That's what my dog does anytime someone comes over. It pees.
It wants to be handcuffed.
That's a bad experience.
Peeing on the hardwoods because it wants to let you know you're in charge.
Right.
Is he having low T problems?
He also gets very excited when guests come to the house.
Yeah.
And so he'll run and run and run and jump on them. And he's come. I mean, like KT, if that dog was to stand up,
wow.
I mean, it could slow dance with you. He could put his paws on each one of your shoulders. And just, it's a huge dog.
And just pee all over your crotch.
And so what happens is it would come over to the house, and I don't want it to get my mom would come over, and for some reason she'd be wearing all white. Every single thing she had was white. My dog had just, they dug a mud streak through the back of her property. It's just a little divot of a trail that's always covered in mud. And so every time he came in the house, his paws were covered in mud.
Oh.
And she'd come over, and first of all, he'd jump up and hit her in the shoulders, and it'd almost knock her over.
Mm.
Almost damn near killed her.
Kilt?
And kilt.
And then he's got muddy paw prints. So what would happen is when she started coming over, we'd say, no, Barkley, no, Barkley, somebody get Barkley. Oh, my God. Mom, don't move. And Barkley would go, oh, I got to get away. Oh, hey, oh, they're mad at me. And it would run away. And while he was running at full speed and running at about 50 miles an hour, he'd start peeing. Well, his wang wasn't, like, facing the ground. And so I looked at my mom's white outfit and a yellow streak had just gone zick right up the side of it because he just peed a stream while he was fully sprinting sideways, running on the furniture, getting away. So
that's actually not as big of a turn on as I thought it'd be.
So
yeah, I'm disappointed.
We had to. So it's been a nightmare. Then we get Rocco, and I figure Rocco's a smaller one. He'll be easier to deal with. Man, he's grown the biggest claws of all time, and
really?
He just jumps on everyone. So if he's just clawing you,
like, clip those things, dog.
Little kids come over, and he just immediately jumps all over them, tries to knock them down, is clawing. I mean, they're just sweet and excited. And now he's learned how to open our back door.
What?
It's got one of those handles on it that's like horizontal.
Right.
And so as soon as he goes outside, if he realizes, like, he's all attached to my wife. If he realizes that my wife's not outside, I hear this on the door handle. And he just slaps at the door handle until it opens. Then he comes in.
Right.
And so he won't ever go outside.
Now, have you taught it to shut the door?
No. Oh. He won't shut the door. And so he doesn't even want to pee. He doesn't have the whole thing where he pees just because he's nervous.
Right.
He just doesn't want to go outside. So he just decides to pee inside.
Oh, wow.
And so, man, these dogs are such a beating.
Yeah.
And
do your kids like them?
They love them. They prefer them to me. And so we put
start peeing everywhere.
We put in all this landscaping along the back fence of our house because we're like, okay, first of all, let's create some privacy because we're on a green trail or whatever.
Oh yeah, I can see inside all the time.
Yeah. So we put up all this landscaping just to provide a little privacy, and we layered it with rocks, and we thought, all right, this is the biggest expense I've ever had outside of a car or house, this landscaping.
Right.
It was trees down the whole back of my house.
I hear you.
And rocks.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, the rocks are the landscape guys. Go, yeah, dogs won't run on the rocks. It'll be very uncomfortable. And so we even put little tiny bushes in between these big old trees. We had total coverage. My dogs have run through those trees. They run over the rocks. They're like, these aren't rocks. This is like fresh carpet. I mean, they have torn up every bit of that landscaping. And every time I go out there, I see another tree that's dead or it's been just run over by a freight train of fur. And I'm like, God, this is so infuriating. This is like burning money. And so it makes me so freaking mad. But here's the thing that makes me madder. It doesn't bother my wife. I'm like, oh my God, the dogs have ruined the landscaping. This is the most expensive catastrophe of our lives. They're ruining the house. They're ruining the outside. They're ruining our guests when they come over. They bark and go crazy. If someone comes to our door, they bark at everyone's ears in the house are bleeding. They're barking so loud. And like, we can't even pull them back and restrain them. And if they get outside, we'll never see them again. And my kids will be miserable. So it's just created this chaos. And my wife's unaffected.
Yeah.
I'm like, honey, they're raping our guests, basically. It's like they're attacking our guests when our guests walk in.
It's like going to Chris Brown's house.
They're assaulting our guests. They're shooting pee at them, and then they're attacking them and trying to knock them down. And yes, I get there. She goes, all dogs do that. Like, no, they don't. The dogs are barking at the loudest any dog's ever barked. It's like, all dogs do that. No, they don't. Like, they've destroyed all of our landscaping. They're running over every tree and bush we bought. All dogs do that. No, they don't. Last night, we went over to a neighbor's house. We want to get a pool. She really wants a pool. So we went over to a neighbor's house to look at their pool.
Uh-huh.
And we're walking back to our house. And then the distance, you can hear, hur, 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 hur. I just stop and look at her. She goes, oh, my God. Is that our dog? Yes, that's our dog. The entire neighborhood can hear them. People, like, in downtown Prosper can feel it in their bones. That dog is barking so damn loud. Yes, that's our dog. And she's like, oh, all dogs do that. I don't know what to do.
Then why wouldn't other dogs be doing it at the same moment?
Dude, we brought this lady over to train our dogs. There's a lady in the neighborhood who'll train the dogs. I'm like, oh, cow, I don't care what she wants. Give her a blank check. Come train our dogs. She's like, oh, we got this, all right? You got smart dogs. You got good dogs. We're going to handle this. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, great. I'm feeling good about this. This is great. I start watching what she's doing. She's walking around with a small pouch full of dog food. And she's like, okay, somebody ring the doorbell. And you ring the doorbell, and the dog's like, and then she's like, watch this. See? She threw food on the floor. And the dogs don't worry about the person at the door. They just start eating the food. She goes, see? They're trained. I'm like, no, they're not trained. They're fed. You got everyone in the family needs to walk around with a dog food pouch attached to their belt. Like, you want me to wear a damn fanny pack of dog food?
They're making a comeback.
Do you want me to pay you for this training? Wear a fanny pack full of dog food everywhere I go and feed the damn dogs? I want my money back. Give me that check back. And so I'm like, man, I don't know what to do. And then I ask about, okay, how much is dog training? I was telling my neighbor this story. My neighbor had this German Shepherd. It was amazing.
My neighbor?
I was like, okay, so what do you do with your dog? I mean, his dog, he'd like say something to it in German and the dog would just chill. The dog would look at you like it wanted to kill you, but it would not move a muscle. And he's like, yeah, I had it trained. I was like, great. Where? What'd you do? He goes, well, I sent it to Germany. I'm like, what? He goes, this guy spent $13,000 to train a German Shepherd in Germany. $13,000.
Oh, my God.
It's all part of the complete fun
I'm like,
package.
Dude, here's how much money I have to get my job trained. $140. That's all I got. $140 for both dogs. Nah, I can't do that in Germany. So dude, it's either so expensive or it's real cheap and there's not training them. They're just throwing food at them. Uh-huh. I don't know what to do, but my dogs are making me miserable and my wife's making me more miserable because she won't acknowledge that there's an issue. So what in the hell do I do?
Oh, man. That you've got the perfect excuse to move out. Right? I mean, you've exhausted all the possibilities. You've been a good co-inhabitor there and no one's coming around your way thinking, move out. Seriously, man. I just moved the F out. Pettis put you up over a barn or something.
Would it kill your kids if they're gone?
Who, the dad?
The dogs.
I can't, dude. The dogs are there. The dogs are part of the family now. I don't know, man. I can't get rid of the dogs. The dogs, they love those dogs so much. My daughter sleeps with the big dog every night. Every night.
Glenn Robinson?
No. She's seven.
Let me ask you. Yeah, he's cuddly.
He's so distasteful.
Let me ask you a question, Ben. What do we always say about pit bulls?
It's not the dogs, it's the owners.
Wait, look at yourself, sir. If you weren't so mean to them, they wouldn't pee everywhere all the time.
I'm mean to them.
You know what? You need to start throwing food on the floor whenever the doorbell rings. You need to get with the program.
There may be something to this, though, that the little dog's fat and the big dog has so much energy.
Uh-huh.
I don't think anybody's walking them at home. I don't think they're taking for walks.
Okay, hold on.
One thing is, the one dog is so big that it almost pulled my wife's shoulder out of socket when it saw something else outside because it's not trained.
Yeah. No, you have to walk those dogs. I'm telling you. So we have two dogs. It's not your situation, but they get real antsy when they don't get walked. And so my wife will walk them at least once every 2 days. She's pretty good about it.
Good for her. Yeah.
And if we come back from vacation or whatever, then they're crazy amped up because they. But no,
okay.
You need to put that on Kat. Kat, you got to go walk these.
She
dogs.
Can't walk the big dog. The big dog is.
You got to get rid of that.
All he wants to do is post up in the low post and shoot layups. But
I got another one for you. You solve this problem. When you feed them, put a couple tabs of Benadryl in there.
Ooh.
It'll stop their allergies and they'll put them to sleep.
I don't think that's legal.
They'll sleep all the time. They'll sleep all the damn time.
If there's an efficient way to train a dog, would some Tolo reach out to me and let me know? I want to know what the hell to do.
Dude, you're famous. Get that dog whisperer guy on there and you can be a part of his TV show.
I would love that.
Maybe Bear Grylls would do it.
Why not?
I would love that even more.
Man, you guys go to an expensive hotel together.
Put them up in our nice guest room.
The dogs get their own room.
Well, if anybody has some advice, please tweet me @BenRogers. I'm desperate. It's urgent.